It's high time someone did. When reading the literature on the subjects of eugenics and race, one commonly finds academics blaming eugenics on conservative tendencies within the scientific, economic, or larger progressive communities. Why? Because according to liberals, racism is objectively conservative. Anti-Semitism is conservative. Hostility to the poor, that is, social Darwinism, is conservative. Therefore, whenever a liberal is racist or fond of eugenics, he is magically transformed into a conservative. In short, liberalism is never morally wrong, and so when liberals are morally flawed, it's because they're really conservatives. In an otherwise thoughtful essay in the New Republic, the Yale historian and professor of surgery, Sherwin Newland, writes, "Eugenics was a creed that appealed to social conservatives who were pleased to blame poverty and crime on heredity. Liberals, or progressives, as they were then usually called, were among its most vigorous opponents, considering the inequities of society to be due to circumstantial factors amenable to social and economic reform. And yet some progressive thinkers agreed with eugenicists that the lot of every citizen would be improved by actions that benefited the entire group, thus were the intellectual battle lines drawn." Alan Wolfe, also in the New Republic, writes, "Racial conservatism has its roots in biological and eugenicist thought. Liberal theories of racial damage, by contrast, grew out of a 20th century concern with the impact of social environments on individuals." How convenient. Alas, this is simply untrue. In order to see how this conventional wisdom is built upon a series of useful liberal myths, and therefore understand the real lineage of American liberalism, we need to unlearn a lot of false history and categories we take on faith. In particular, we need to understand that American progressivism shares important roots with European fascism. No clearer or more sinister proof of this exists than the passion with which American and European progressives greeted eugenics, widely seen as the answer to the social question. Let's review our story so far. The fascist moment at the beginning of the 20th century was a transatlantic phenomenon. Intellectuals across the West embraced the idea that nations were organic entities in need of direction by an avant-garde of scientific experts and social planners. Contemptuous of 19th-century dogma, this self-anointed progressive elite understood what needed to be done in order to bring humanity to the sunny uplands of utopia. War, nationalism, the quest for state-directed community, economic planning, exaltation of the public, derogation of the private. These are what defined all of the various and competing new isms of the West. Eugenics fits snugly within this new worldview, for if nations are like bodies, their problems are in some sense akin to diseases, and politics becomes in effect a branch of medicine, the science of maintaining social health.